Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer some of the questions you've sent in. And we've got a load of them. So, Angel, what do you say we just jump in?
Ooh, we're about to jump in big time. Hi, I am a chronic overspender when it comes to Christmas.
Guilty.
I want to show my love to all my friends and family during the Christmas season. But then my credit card and husband is not happy. How do you balance spending while also trying to show love?
Well, we call it having a budget. It's in the dictionary under the letter B. Budget. You can't spend what you don't have. And that's what you do when you get in debt. You're spending money that's not your money.
Listen, yeah. I have a friend that has 12 kids. Mm. Not a Catholic. All natural. Her 12 kids.
Yep.
Now, they're adults now, and they've all married and have their own children.
Yes.
So for Christmas, they do, and I saw it. It's crazy. It's a spreadsheet. So each person gets two people. It could be a family. It could be a grandkid or whatever.
It could be a spouse.
And they have a limit, $50 per person. I think that's what it was. Yeah. It probably has gone up because of inflation. But and so and then that switches. So they could look at that spreadsheet and know for the next 10 years who their two people will be.
Yep.
Because it switches. So that's a little extreme, but I obviously don't have 12 kids. But, you know, it does start to trickle down and get pretty exhausting.
Yep.
But there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, guys, I'm going to get you something. I can either give you cash or this or whatever, but this is the budget we're going to do, you know, and it could be $50. It could be $200, whatever it is that works for you.
Well, when our kids became adults, we did the same thing. We'd have a Christmas together every year. I said, we're going to draw names. You get one person and you have a $50 limit. So if you drew your sister's name or your brother's name, one gift, $50 limit. That's all you're going to spend on the family. $50 maximum. You can spend less. You spend $2 if you want to. You know, but $50 is the maximum limit. And so it made it a whole lot easier. So you don't have to be out shopping, buying stuff. People you don't like buying stuff that's going to end up in the attic, you know, that you're going to give away four Christmases later, you know. I think I gave this to you last year. And so just set a limit, because if you don't, it's what you are. It's where you're at right now.
And if you don't, run around July, you're going to be irritated because you're still paying for it.
That's right.
Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody.
Yes.
I have to be honest. I haven't missed one Mailbag Monday episode in the last few years and hope you will answer one of my questions.
Okay.
My husband and I volunteered at our church, but we don't feel appreciated. I know that shouldn't be why we serve, but it would be nice to get noticed. In a perfect world, do you have any advice for us and also may for churches on how to treat their volunteers as well?
Well, I'm not in charge of the church, so I can't help you there.
I was a pastor's wife, and I agree with you. You do need to be appreciated.
Yes.
We used to do a volunteer banquet.
Yes,
once
our
a year
did too. Yeah.
And
I remember
one year we did a staff. We did a song. We did Be Our Guest, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, from the Disney movie, and it was cute. We did it. We had fun. We did honor them. We gave them all something. We wanted them to know how grateful we were for their service and all. The challenge with churches today, I think, is that the church, depending on where you go, obviously, it can become about the leadership or it can become about the people. And so typically, you know, it can lean that way. But at the end of the day, though, the point is, who are you doing it for?
Yep.
Are you doing it for to be seen, to be noticed? Or are you doing it for the kingdom, to increase the kingdom?
We have both served. We've volunteered at churches. We've been on staff at churches. We've been over a lot of people at churches. We've been on both ends of the scale. And it doesn't matter what the church is, how good the pastor is, somebody's going to get offended.
Yep. And
somebody's
and they're never going to do enough.
No.
Everybody's going to look through critical eyes.
Yeah, and you got to realize, if I'm doing this for a human, I'm going to get mad. And I'm probably going to leave. Because they didn't treat me right and they didn't honor me. Well, it's all about you, little thumb sucker. You just need to go ahead and leave anyhow. Evidently, you don't fit in right here.
Well, and you have to get it in your mind. Look, my daughter wanted to work in the nursery.
Yeah.
So she decided to volunteer me for the nursery. That is not where I was.
No, that's not your forte.
No, it's not. I don't have time changing my own kids' diapers. So it was, I'm really just letting it go today.
Yeah, you had to go today, baby. Tell the truth.
I'm not the blonde-headed, blue-eyed Sandra D that everybody thinks I am. So anyway.
God's a creative God.
He is. But I worked in that nursery for 2 years, and nobody one time said thank you.
Nope.
Matter of fact, you would get criticized for it. And but in retrospect, that was very fun for me because I got to spend time with my daughter while she was in high school that I wouldn't have had.
Yep.
Otherwise, so
your bottom line, you're there to serve, and you got to watch it. That the minute that river starts running backwards, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to recognize it. Probably never. And you can't do it for them. You're doing it for God. God, if you told me to volunteer, I'm a volunteer. I don't have to make anybody happy except God. I did exactly what you asked me to do. They appreciate me. I really don't care. I didn't do it for you. I did it for God. God told me to do this. And that's why I'm doing it. So I feel real good. I sleep good at night. I lay back on my pillow. I sleep really good. I feel good when I go home. Anybody shake your hand? No. Anybody write a check? No. Anybody hug your neck? No. But I'm fine. I didn't do it for you. I did it for God. And you got to get to the bottom line real quick, or you will never find a church that likes you. And if you do, they're just going to like you for a little while. Then they're going to forget about you because they're going to grow. There'll be new people for them to thank and hug. And you're going to the bottom of the food chain. Because we've both been at churches, big churches. Angel, they had a church of 3,000. We had a church of like 2,000. I was on staff with a church that had 12,000. And you get lost. You just get lost. It's like, what are you doing? Well, I'm here to serve God. I'm not here because of the numbers or the size or whatever. I'm here because God told me to come here to this church. And I'm going to serve God in any way I can.
And that's what makes the church great.
Yes.
is people serving one another.
Yes.
All right, Joe, I need healing in my body, but don't know anyone who really believes that healing is for today. What do you believe, and do you have any resources or scriptures to help me?
Yeah.
Absolutely, healing is for today.
Yes, it is. It didn't die with the apostles. I went to a very denominational church that I loved, appreciated so much. They got me saved. Vacation Bible school and youth things, and it was very good. But when I got out and I got in the big world, I remember got hooked up with the Full Gospel Businessman. I realized, okay, the world's a little bigger than this. And I realized that God still heals. He still does miracles. Jesus spent a third of his life preaching, a third of his life healing, and a third of his life casting out devils. Well, nobody talks about casting out devils. Well, Jesus spent a third of his time. Whether that stopped, I think there's still plenty of devils running around the planet from what I see on the news. And there's still people that hospitals are full and orphanages are full. So what do you believe? Well, I believe in healing. What does that mean? Well, it takes faith to be saved, takes faith to get born again, takes faith to be healed. You got to believe it. It's like we've had so many stories, people in our life, a lady I knew years ago, diagnosed with cancer, and she started taking paper plates. She didn't have any 3x5 cards. And she would write scriptures about healing, a verse. And she thumbtacked them all over the house. She went to their house, nice home. I thought, what are these paper plates? Well, the scriptures about healing. She said, I gotta get my mind changed. Say, God wants me well with long life. Will he satisfy me? Show me salvation. And so, but she ended up whipping cancer and healed. I had a son-in-law that had diagnosed with cancer and was healed of it. I mean, doctors, we can't find it. I mean, he believed God, had people pray for him, lay hands on him. Well, a year and a half later, it came back. And he's bad shape. And 3 days after he went back in the hospital the second time, he died. And so the day before he died, we're there visiting, and I got to go to like San Antonio to do a big seminar. So I'm walking out of the room where he's intensive care and just not doing well at all. So his doctor, who was not a born-again guy, his doctor says, can I walk with you, preacher? I said, sure. So we're walking toward the elevator. He said, preacher, you know who gets healed of cancer? And I know he's not a believer. I said, I thought, well, he's going to set me up. I said, no, who gets healed of cancer? Mean people. Mean people get healed. I said, So I've been doing this for 11 years. I've seen people come in here that die that shouldn't and that didn't die that should have. And the ones that make it are the mean ones. That's the problem, you Christians. You're too nice. You won't fight. You won't fight for what you believe in. And he left me the elevator. And I thought, by the time I got down to my truck, I thought, he's right. You know, it's, you got to resist the devil. You got to fight for what you believe in. You know, the devil's trying to kill you early, make you broke, take away your marriage, get kids go crazy. You get to use your faith to live on this planet. This planet's an alien planet. Satan is the temporary, 2 Corinthians 4:4, little g, god of planet Earth. And so I'm only preaching my family when I'm Pentecostal, and they pay. So I do all the weddings and funerals because I'm free. But they'll ask the dumbest stuff. Why did God let this happen? Say, God didn't let this happen. He's not in charge. He gave this planet to Adam. Adam gave it to the devil. Satan is the temporary god of this planet. Now, God will come down and help you if you ask him. There's 8 scriptures in the New Testament. She said, you have not because you ask not. Got to learn how to ask. Got to learn how to start using your faith. So, number one, I recommend get around people that believe like you believe. And read people that believe like you believe, and don't feed on stupid, because when the devil gets in, he's trying to lie to you. Say, God, Adam needed to sin. He lied to them. Are you sure God said? Are you sure this is in the Bible? Are you sure that's true? You got to make up your mind. Yes. And I joke with people, and I do seminars every weekend. I said, listen, I'd hold my Bible. I'm going to say, listen, volume 2 is not coming out. God's hanging with volume 1. It is the truth. And you get this. God said, I set for you life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose. You get to choose what you believe. Do you believe this? I do. Well, then go ahead and get after it then. And we've all got kids. Our kids are grown, but we do the same thing with our kids. Well, listen, I could agree with you for wherever you're at, but I can't pray beyond you. And they come deck in agreement. Well, what do you believe in God for? I can agree with you. I can't pray beyond you. I can agree with you wherever you're at. Jesus did the same thing. The guy that had the demon-possessed kid, Jesus asked him, because he needs to be delivered. He said, Dad, do you believe I can do this? Do you believe I can get this devil out of your kid? And the dad said, well, Lord, I believe, but can you help my unbelief? And Jesus said, yes, I can. So it's very simple. You just got to get God involved. So that's a long answer to a short question.
It is a long answer to a short question. Yes, I totally believe in healing. I mean, to me, we either believe the full word of God or we don't.
Yeah.
You can't highlight with a black marker through the Bible.
Well, I went back and I started very simple when I first got born again, spirit filled, got in the ministry. I got all the scriptures and I put them on 3x5 cards about long life. God said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. We had people in our family that died early. What happened to them? I don't know. I don't know what they believe. They died early. God promised long life. I got like 23 scriptures. God promises length of days, long life. What happened there? I don't know. I don't know what they believe, but God promised me long life. And so with long life, I said, well, you know, Abraham, they lived to be like 120 years old. So, you know, I'm looking for 100. I've always said, I think I like to live to be 100. I want to live a long time. And we had relatives, well, I don't want to live. I just want to go into heaven. I said, well, get on out of here. If you want to go to heaven, you're no good to anybody now. Just get on out of here. I want to live a long time. I want to do everything God called and gifted me to do. I want to love everybody as much as I can, as long as I can. So you got to make your mind up what you believe. Do you believe the word of God or don't you? Well, you got to open it up and read it. And so it's in there and it's good.
And there are some very, very good resources.
Yes.
On healing.
Yes.
But I would, like Joe said, I would put scriptures all over the place.
Yes.
And get it deep down in your heart.
Yes. And when you start looking for it, you'll be surprised the number of people that'll cross your path. Oh, hey, I've got some scriptures you'd like, or I got a book you would like. They come out of the woodwork. When you start looking for something, it starts showing up. So you got to start looking for God, and he loves to be found. He does.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll be back next Monday.
Yes.
We love you.
We love you guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.